בוקר טוב רבותיי, תראה איזה יום שלי שבשבת קודש לסדר פקודי. בית באדר בית. We are on the bottom of page סמך, וואו. ונכיר מיעוט ערכנו, by the way, which is taken out of תפילת נעילה. ראיתי אנשים שמקפידים מאוד על כבודם. חמנציון says, I've seen many people who are very מקפיד about their own כבוד, ולא רק אם פגעו בהם מתרגזים מהר, אלא אפילו אם לא קיבלו כבוד שמגיע להם לפי דעתם מקפידים. People are makpid, people get upset, not only when they get insulted or whatever it is, but even when, in their mind, they have this perceived amount of kavod that they're supposed to be receiving, and if they don't get it, they start flipping out. They start short-circuiting because, oh, where's my kavod?
ובאמת השגת האדם מעוטה מאוד, ולמשל, יכול להקפיד על שליח ציבור שלא ימתין לו עד שיסיים תפילת לחש. בזמן שלפני כמה מגעים, ביקש, ונפשי כאפל לכל תהיה, נכון מאוד. Which means... יוסף?
Yeah.
Oh, תינסן לי נפשי. I thought it was יוסס. Anyway, בקיצר, so he says, look how superficial we really are. Because at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, a person could be like, oh, how come the Chazan didn't wait for me to start Amida? Just a few seconds before... You had you end off, you ended off in afshika afar la kol tiye. What a hypocrite. Yeah. Human beings are big hypocrites. That's what we are. Just different forms of hypocrisy. Hu omnam amar, aval lo yitbonen. You didn't think about the words you said. Vegam im kiven me'at, shachach maher me'od. Even if you had a little bit of kavana, you want to... let's say you did daven with a little bit of kavana, we forget very fast. Velachin tzarich adam le'akir et chuvato be'olamo klape abore. ויקיר בשפל מעמדו שאין לו שום ערך. A person should walk around understanding that we are lowly, we have, I mean, it's a very difficult line to straddle, but we're nothing, zero value. וכמו שתיקן הרב חידן לומר בנוסח הבקשה שלאחר התשליך, yeah, that's what I remember from. I don't know if Ashkenazim say this one, but if in Sefer Avodat HaKodesh, Maran HaChida writes a whole tefillah after tashlich, v'nakir mi'ut erkenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow us to realize how truly low we really are. V'im Moshe ve'Aaron amura al etzma v'nachnu ma, ma nomar anu. Moshe ve'Aaron were able to say v'nachnu ma ki talenu alenu. Az ma, you know, what are we going to say? V'aish Moshe anav me'od mekol ha'adam. Al Moshe Rabbeinu ne'emar. ואיש משה ענב מאוד מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה. וצריך להבין מהי אריכות לשון זו. What is this long, you know, very long title? ואיש משה, ענב מאוד מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה. Which is a very long שבח. So what's going on? הרי ודאי שמקום האדם הוא על פני האדמה. Where else do you think he's standing? He's on the earth. וכי אנשים חיים בשמיים או בתוך האדמה? אלא נראה שיש כמה סוגי ענבה. Watch this. There's a few different levels of anava in this world. Yesh anava yachasit, v'yesh anava amitit. There's relative humility and real humility. Most of us are relatively humble, if at all. But truly humble, that's hard to come by. Now, look how he breaks it down. V'nagdim, mashal lema davar domi. Adam hanimtza b'cheder, sheshitcho meter echad. Margish shetofes makom gadol b'chalal ha'cheder. ואם ייכנס לחדר גדול יותר, ירגיש פחות גדול. Right? If you walk into a room, if you walk into a walk-in closet, which is something like a square meter, a few square feet, like, wow, I take up a lot of space. But then you walk into a big room, then you're like, oh, I don't take up so much space. It's all relative to where you're standing. ואם יצא להרים וגבעות או למדברות, ויראה ארץ ומלואה, you go out to mountains, you go out to valleys, all sorts of stuff. Wow. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I checked, there are no drugs. That's
fine. Oh, did they ask you?
Yeah, no.
You know what they did to me once? LL Security? I had so much fun with them at the Bachar. Because you know how they get like all intense on you?
Yeah.
Did you peck your way? And like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I do, but I'm like, low. You know, like.
Why are you making fun of me? That's me. I'm that guy.
No. Whoa. They're like, so then when I say low, they're like, you had bar mitzvah? I'm like, I hope so. It's like, what you parsha? I'm like, Baba Metzia. Like, and they start short circuit because it's not on the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. Anyway.
Just
I love Elal Security. I love them. Anyway, Vikitzer. Don't make jokes now. Anyway, Vikitzer. So he says, ואם יצא להרים וגבעות על המדברות ויראה ארץ ומנועה, ירגיש את עצמו קטן. Yeah, you'll realize how tiny you really are. וככל שיגיע למרחבים ענקים, the closer you get to huge dimensions, יראה יותר את אפסיותו לעומת הבריאה הגדולה. You'll realize how really insignificant we are in the grand scheme of things. וכך אדם שנמצא בתוך חברה מוגבלת, הרי הוא מכיר בערכו לעומתם. If a person is only subject to a very limited social sphere, you will always relate your midot klape them. Vim nira bo anava, haynu mipnei shemashvet atzmo legdolim mimenu. If he has anava, it's because he's always comparing himself to the bigger people around him. Shebiyachas aleim hu katan, zo nikret anava yachasit. Which means, if your immediate social sphere has anashim gdolim in there, so I'm anav because what? I'm always comparing myself relative to those people. That's called relative anava. But then, there's anava amitit. Okay? What's that? Ach yesh anava amitit she'ena shayechet ligvulot habriyah. There's anava that has nothing to do with the confines of Hashem's creation. וכמו משה רבנו שניצב מול הגדלות האמיתית במראה כבוד השם במעמד הר סיני. ואין אדם בעולם שטעם נבואה ורוח הקודש כמותו. וכמו שרמב"ם בפירוש המשנה מכנה אותו בחיר הנבראים. משה רבנו was the choicest of all creations of הקדוש ברוך הוא. No other human being on the face of the earth ever reached the מעלה of משה רבנו. So משה רבנו, when he's comparing... Who's משה רבנו's relativity to? Not to other אנשים גדולים, because he is the biggest. משה רבנו's גדלות is כלפי הקדוש ברוך הוא. And yet, what is הקדוש ברוך הוא מעיד עליו? ודווקא מפני עוצם גדלותו זכה לענווה מופלגת. Because of his innate greatness, that's what allowed him to reach this great level of ענווה. ולזה מעיד עליו הכתוב, שהיה ענב מאוד מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה. Meaning, says the Or Lezion, כי הענווה שלו לא הייתה יחסית כשאר אנשים שנמצאים על פני האדמה. Most other people on the face of the earth, their ענווה is always relative. Moshe Rabbeinu was already above the earth. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 40 yom ve-40 laila. Lechem lo achalti, umayim lo shatiti. Moshe Rabbeinu was already on a completely different dimension. He was above Pnei Adama. Shekechol shiyu anavim, adayin tofsim makom. They're always relative to somebody else. Ela b'mabato ha-merumam, hirgish atzmo katan be'emet. Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his lofty nature, he realized how small he really was. How... He says, ולכן זכה לתכלית מידת הענווה. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to reach actual מידת הענווה and not perceived / relative מידת הענווה. It's a big var. ועוד, שככל שזוכה האדם ללמוד תורה הרבה, כך מרגיש קטן יותר, שהרי הקדוש ברוך הוא עצמו הסתכל באורייתא וברענמה. Zohar HaKadosh says that the Torah HaKadoshah was the blueprint of the world. If Hashem looked in the world and looked in the Torah and created the world, the way it's supposed to work is the more Torah you learn, the more anav you become. Isn't that counterintuitive? No. Two reasons. First of all, the Torah is what Hashem used to create the world. Can you imagine learning the same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world? Wow. That's humbling. Number one. Number two, the more Torah you learn, you realize how vast it really is and how little you really know. However much you learn in your lifetime, you will never even scratch the surface, tipa min hayam, from what the entirety of Torah really is. And that's also a humbling thought. We can be learning ad 120 shana, yomam valayla, and still not scratch the surface. That's also very humbling. Can you imagine? Learning, gaining whatever, shas poskim vezeh, ifis, you still know nothing. You would think, by all other miktsaot in the world, by all other chokhmot, if you study and study and you study, you mastered it, now you're the master of that subject. You cannot become a master of Torah because the Torah is so vast that no matter how much you learn and no matter how much of a master you become of it, there's still so much that you're missing. He says, והכוונה שעל פי התורה נברא העולם ונמצא שהתורה גדולה יותר מכל כדור הארץ. The Torah is even more vast than the entire world. ארוכה מארץ מידה
ורחבה מן ים, says the פסוק in Yov. ולכן משה רבנו, מחמת שידע את כל התורה כולה, עם הפנימיות לפנימיות, משה רבנו, truly, mastered כל התורה כולה. The simpler parts, the פנימיות לפנימיות, everything. Yeah? משה רבנו, if you look in תיקוני הזוהר, פתח אליהו, it says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu already knew all the secrets of the Torah before, but in Shamayim, nobody before Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had the zechut or had permission to reveal those secrets to the world. Moshe Rabbeinu already knew it. And yet, based on this formula of the more you know, the more you learn, the bigger anav you become. If Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all and he contained all of that chokhmat Torah, then naturally what happened to him, he became ha'anav me'od. ענב מאוד מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה. הרגיש באמת את שפלותו מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה. כי אין בהם מי שדומה לו בידיעת התורה. There was no one in history that even grazed, ממש, not even came close to the amount of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu contained. And that specifically is what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to master this midah of ענבה. Let's just start the next paragraph and we'll call it a day. Hatipesh ge'e ve'achacham anav. Yeah? The fool is one who is always haughty, he's always arrogant, whereas the chacham is always anav. Ulda'ati kimat lo shayach anava bedorot ha'achanonim. It's kimat not shayach to be mushlam in midat ha'anava in our generations. Ve'alevai v'nakir mi'ot erkenu biyachas ledorot ha'kodmim. If halevai we should compare ourselves with relative anava to the dorot hakodmim. Just look at a generation or two ago. Yer chachamim, the likes of Maran Zichrono Livracha, look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you can't fathom that. And that's just one generation ago. Can you imagine a few generations ago? Can you imagine Rishonim? Can you imagine Amoraim, Tanaim, Nevi'im? So those thoughts are, put stuff in perspective, take it easy. Umi she'eno mitbonen baze, eno ge'e, אלא טיפש. A person who doesn't think about this is not a person who has גאווה. זה חמור. והמתבונן, חכם. If you think about it, you think about how lowly we really are compared to the previous generations, he says that's a true חכם. ולפי מה שאדם גדול בחוכמה, כך יכול להיות יותר ענב. This is a recurring theme, he says. The greater a person is a חכם, the more ענב he can be. וכמה שהוא פחות חכם ויותר טיפש, מתנהג כמו גאה. The more foolish one is, the more ga'ava a person contains as well. Ga'ava is a symbol of stupidity. Remember that. It only shows a lack of chokhmat Torah. Because the more a person is chacham ba'Torah, it's supposed to refine a person. If you see a person acting, but he might know some things, but he hasn't internalized the Torah. A chamor, if you load it up with sha, let's say you load up the whole masifta onto a chamor. תלמיד חכם? לא תלמיד חכם, right? חמור נושא ספרים, he's holding, but he's not תלמיד חכם, נכון? תלמיד חכם has to take everything and internalize it in order to help him refine his מידות. רבותיי, בעזרת השם נמשיך מחר. Have a wonderful day.
So what exactly are you saying?